Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Discouragement is a progressive condition. Once discouraged, we tend to respond to life through the lens of negativity and worrisome what ifs. When we allow discouragement in, when it becomes our mindset, when it becomes our guide, we begin to make decisions that are based on discouragement rather than on inspiration and solutions. In other words, discouragement blinds us to what could be in our not yet.
So it makes sense that when discouragement takes over, our energy and passion for life decreases. Discouragement creates a feeling that nothing will work, making it less likely that we will lean into the heart of God and more likely to disconnect from believing God. We are taught over and over in God's message not to be discouraged. Moses said to the people as he handed his leadership to his successor in Deuteronomy 31, "Do not be discouraged. God will go ahead of you and will be with you, never leaving you."
These are huge words. Moses did not give these words as advice, but as words to live by every single day. They are important to pay attention to. I've put them in my own words. Discouragement does not belong within me. I will let go of discouragement by underlining the words in my soul. God has gone ahead of me and is making a way through it all. God is with me and will never leave me.
Do not be discouraged. These four words need to be underlined today. Put these defining, challenging, and life-changing words in front of you. Practice and teach them. Do not be discouraged. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.